This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director, Alicia Graf Mack. Plus, five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Illinois state lawmakers are returning to Springfield today for the six-day legislative veto session. Democratic leaders, like House Speaker Chris Welch, are thinking about what another Donald Trump presidency could mean for the state. Welch says those conversations will be ongoing, but he says the elections made it clear that residents are worried about their pocketbooks.
We're committed to defending the rights of Illinois, and we're also committed to controlling the cost of families, rebuilding our fiscal house, and ensuring everyone who wants to work hard has a chance to get ahead.
The Democrats have a supermajority in the State House and Senate. Among bills they could call up is one that would abolish sub-minimum wages for workers with disabilities. In other State House news, some Illinois lawmakers are considering how to further protect reproductive and LGBTQ rights they feel are threatened by a second Donald Trump presidency. State Representative Kelly Cassidy says state lawmakers could update Illinois' SHIELD laws. The Chicago Democrat says they want to prevent other states from using geolocation services to track people who are coming to Illinois for care.
They're not able to track people who are accessing facilities who provide gender-affirming or reproductive health care. That's something that's being negotiated for 2 years, and I think we're very close to a final product.
But Cassidy says there's not much they can do if the federal government enacts national bans. Federal law supersedes state law. She expects some momentum this week, but lawmakers might wait until the January lame duck session to pass anything when they don't need as many votes. Students are invited to share their input this Thursday about a new bill legislators and advocates say would make going to college in Illinois more affordable. The legislation would shift the burden of paying for public higher education from students, through tuition and fees, to the state. The bill would require an additional $100 million annually over the next 10 years of taxpayer funds. It would also distribute funding to public universities based on the share of historically marginalized students they serve, among other factors. Versions of the bill have been introduced in both chambers of the General Assembly. Legislators invite students to a forum this Thursday at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign to learn about the initiative and provide feedback. Some Chicago musicians are mourning the departure of the city's Pitchfork Music Festival. Organizers of the annual fest announced on Instagram Monday afternoon that it would not return to Chicago in 2025, but Pitchfork will continue to produce events. Sen Morimoto has played the festival for the last 5 years and has attended since he was a teen. He says Pitchfork's exit is a loss for the city's music community.
When I started going, when I was a teenager, I was like, someday I'm going to play here. You know, and you're a kid and everything you say is crazy and you have wild dreams that probably won't come true. But at that time, it felt doable. And then we all did it. It's just sad to see a thing go that I feel like that experience was attainable and a cool part of Chicago music culture.
Pitchfork is owned by the media conglomerate Condé Nast. Some more things you should know today. Testimony is expected to resume today from a star government witness in the federal corruption trial of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan and co-defendant Michael McLean. One-time Commonwealth Edison executive Fidel Marquez has already been on the stand under direct examination for 3 days. He has pleaded guilty to a federal charge. He struck a deal to cooperate with the government to avoid potential prison time, and as part of that secretly recorded dozens of conversations with McLean and former ComEd colleagues. Gun control advocates are disappointed but not surprised with the downstate federal judge's decision to overturn Illinois' assault weapons ban. Trump-appointed judge Stephen McGlynn ruled the law violates people's rights to bear arms in self-defense. The group One Aim Illinois called the decision a setback, and Democratic State Representative Bob Morgan in a statement says that he's confident the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago will uphold the law. Morgan helped spearhead the law through Springfield in response to the Highland Park mass shooting that left 7 people dead. Today's weather, it will be partly cloudy with a high in the upper 40s. And tomorrow, we're expecting cloudy skies and a high in the mid-50s. That's it for the show. If you'd like The Rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.